KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Larissa Lusko and Jenny Lusko join us from Sister, ladies, thanks for taking the time.
Steve, thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you. It's so great to be here with you.
Now, you may have already heard about the upcoming event. Sistersister.me is the website to go to, but I have the ladies here so I can get all the information. Larissa, for those not familiar, now you've done these in the past.
Yes.
Maybe the genesis of Sister Sister and the heart behind it.
Well, you know, here's a beautiful thing. The genesis and the heart behind it, Chip Lusko.
Yeah.
And today's his birthday.
Oh!
So it's been sweet having Jenny and Levi and the grandbabies in town, just celebrating his life.
Yeah. And I'm assuming most of our listeners know, but Chip Lusko, our former general manager who's graduated to heaven, a year ago, April?
Yeah.
There you go. You know, we see the legacy that was left by the ministry he did, not only at Calvary Church Albuquerque, but in the body of Christ over the years. But and here you are continuing the work. What's your hope, not only for this event, but maybe more broad, Sister Sister in general?
Well, my heart has always been for women. I mean, as you know, I've been a part of this women's ministry since the 90s. I mean, I'm really dating myself. But
that was fun back then.
She was five.
So, I mean, right. Yes, I was five. But the Lord has just really given me a heart to just come alongside and encourage women and love women. And, you know, I've seen so many, I don't know, Jenny, if you can attest to this, but there are so many podcasts out there that talk about the importance of women really needing women.
Yeah.
It's great if they're married and they have a husband, that's wonderful, but they still need a community of women to surround them. And I would say godly women who are going to speak the truth in love,
yeah,
who may not always say what's easy, but say what's truthful, what's honest.
Totally. Well, and even in different generations of women, like to be able to have seasoned, older, godly women speak into your life saying like, hey, I know you're in this season, but it's going to be okay. Like, this is what I learned. You're going to get through it. And then younger ones where you can be the one encouraging them. And honestly, of all ages of women, we encourage each other in the season that we're in. And I think we need that sisterly and I like to think of it as the healthy sister, because there's also the unhealthy sisters that like are not great, but the healthy, like good sisters that will point you in the right direction,
yes,
and just hug you and just say, it's going to be okay. Like, that's what we need as women. And I love that you're creating a space for ladies to be able to connect with each other and also receive from God and worship. And so I love that I'm getting to be a part of it this year, but also what you have created.
And let me put that voice in context. You're hearing from Jenny Lusko. That's okay. We mentioned Chip's son Levi, who, by the way, will be the guest speaker at Calvary Church this weekend. If you want details on that, go to calvarynm.church. But we continue our conversation on Sister Sister. And again, that site, sistersister.me, to talk about Reverse, a one day spiritual intensive reframe, realign, Reverse, October 25th. Starts at 9 a.m., goes through the day. Ladies, go to sistersister.me. Guys, go to the website and text it to your wife.
Okay. Good. That's a good idea. Yes. Good wisdom.
But any more, like, diving into teasing what we're going to be, what you'll be covering? I'm not going to go, Larissa.
Aw.
But what will be covered during this year's event?
Well, it is an intensive, so it is going to be a lot of scripture. And I just think we're in a season of needing that. I feel that some of the ladies, in light of what's gone on in the last month, so mm-hmm. many hard things,
mm-hmm.
I just think that we're at this pivot point. We need to get in the game,
mm-hmm.
Get off the sidelines. Okay, so of course, we always, when we're studying scripture, we preach to ourselves first, right? And so I'm preaching to myself. of getting out of the comfort and really getting into the game. My prayers have changed dramatically in the last couple of months for a boldness, a zeal, a zealousness that perhaps I haven't had before. Mm. But we are living in some very dark, evil, wicked times.
Yeah.
And there is a spiritual battle taking place that we need to be a part of on our knees in the Word. And we want to be able to equip these women who are coming to get in the fight.
Yeah, and I think we can watch the headlines to see just how dark things are. You know, specifically, I don't travel a lot, but being in New Mexico, I often tell people like you, you know, how encouraging it is to see groups like this and others that are doing the work here in New Mexico, because you can grow weary. And it's a great reminder that you're not alone in the fight. Montana, Jenny, now that's where you reside.
Yes.
You know, how would you compare that to what you find happening in New Mexico?
Well, I don't know. I feel like it's everywhere, the struggles.
Yeah.
I mean, even just locally, like people in our lives just struggling like with health stuff. Like, I just feel like it's just, you know, it's just the trials and the what Jesus said, you in this world, you will have trouble. And so mm-hmm. I think it's just the trouble that we're all facing. But yeah, I feel like that mentality of kind of, not lazy, but kind of lethargy of just kind of like, huh?
Yes.
But actually engaging in the fight. And I think what's so beautiful, because we're going to be highlighting four different women in the Bible at Sister Sister. I'm going to get to talk about one of my favorite women in the Bible, Ruth. But what I love about being God's children and going deep in the scripture is that, yes, you're surrounded by women actually that are like pointing you and encouraging you to look to Jesus, but we're also going to get to study and look at women in scripture who were also alive in really dark days.
Yes.
And experiencing heartache and pain and grief, and to be able to look back and be like, okay, we're literally just part of history, and these women who were alive thousands of years ago, they looked to God and they had faith in God, and they're engaging in the battle and trusting God in the battle was what allowed them to be a part of the legacy of Christian women. And so that's something that lights me up, is getting to gather with women and look to God's word of what does it look like to be a woman who trusts God.
So beautiful.
Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Larissa Lusco and Jenny Lusco about the Sister event coming up October 25th. And let me say this quickly. Ladies, it's only $25. It's very affordable. So affordable, you can think of someone who you'd like to bring with you. Your daughter, your sister, a friend, maybe someone you've been talking to at work. But to go find the details at sistersister.me for the event Reverse, one day spiritual intensive, reframe, realign, reverse, October 25th. It's a full day event. Starts at 9 a.m. And the venue, Larissa?
The venue is UNM Continuing Education Auditorium.
Okay.
They have an auditorium where they do a lot of graduations, a lot of ceremonies there.
Now, is this on university or?
It's on university.
Okay. And find all the details again at sistersister.me. Sponsored by Trinity Southwest University. Continuing to do a lot of great work right here in our community and around the world. Ladies, I'll throw it back to you. Any last thoughts before we put a bow on our conversation?
Well, we are going to be highlighting also, Jenny and I, we both love the book of Ruth. And so I'm so excited to hear her teach it in person. I've been able to participate online. But we're also going to be highlighting Naomi, mm-hmm. Which I will be teaching on. And, you know, I used to resonate with Ruth. I was a young widow, and then I found my Boaz, and I felt like I was rescued and redeemed, and God just did a beautiful work in my life. But now I'm an older widow, and so I will be covering what Naomi went through and understanding how she probably got bitter and how to fight and how to battle against that. So I don't have that in common with her, but I have many other things. Okay. And so,
and is there a demographic, or if you're a lady, you should be there?
Any, it's, I think the 14 and up, possibly. Yeah. Even younger, young girls who want to study the Bible. It's going to be an encouraging time. We're going to cover Hannah and we're going to cover Rahab. So,
and I will say, when I was in high school, I think I was 16, and I decided to be a part of a small group of women of all ages. And I think the oldest was like maybe in her 70s. And that was some of the richest, like beautiful study of God's word and even just connection with women. And so I would encourage mothers who have daughters that are younger to bring them with you. If you're young, bring your mom. Like I just think that you can't be, like, I remember going to a conference at age 10, and that was actually a moment where God spoke to me so clearly about my love life. And I wasn't thinking about that, but I just remember God inserted into my life his plan for marriage and for sex and for doing it God's way. And I never forgot those things planted at such a young age. So I honestly think that you can be young and really and receive from God, and because he's able to speak to any age.
Yes.
All right.
We even have a young 16-year-old who will be sharing.
Also. Nice.
So, yes.
That's encouraging. And I'm sure the older ladies will be encouraged by that.
Yeah.
I know I am. When I see the next generation coming up.
Absolutely.
It's such an encouragement. Well, Larissa, Jenny, thanks not only for your time here, but for your investment in this community. It makes such it's a big deal.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect. Go to sistersister.me for all the details about the event coming up October 25th.